Right now, though, we are happy to be live from Studio A with someone who is making her first visit to our studios. It is Maddie Cedar.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, we're happy to have you here. And, you know, when people, I'm not the only one that's had this reaction, but when people have heard you on that Beaners compilation and then found out that you're only 15, is that right?
Yeah.
We thought, wow. You sound very talented for your age.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we're going to find out more about that. And here's some of your tunes. Do you want to get started? What do you want to get started with
this
today?
This is a song called Home. Walking like I don't know this town. Faces I've known for too long. Feeling like a vacancy song. I guess I'm on the wrong side of the road. I need to pick me up. Someone pick me up. But they say talking like you don't understand just what it is I want to get away from. Point me to a place on the ground. Am I the only one who can't stand where we're at? Need to pick me up. Someone pick me up.
That is Maddie Cedar live from Studio A, and so tell me about that song. Now you've recorded already.
I have actually. I went down to the studio last year at this time, so about a year ago, and recorded 10 original songs in like the Ozarks, Missouri.
Oh wow! Now how did you end up going down there?
I had my uncle knows the people that the producers down there, so it was kind of like mutual friends, and passed it along, and they really liked what they heard, so they wanted to record me, which was really exciting and had a lot of fun.
And was that song on that album?
No, I actually wrote this song like a few months ago.
A few minutes ago?
A few months ago.
Oh, I thought you said a few minutes
ago. Yeah, just a few minutes ago, you know, just you cranked know, it just, out.
Yeah. now, and when you introduced the song on the Beaners compilation, you say, I wrote this song when I was 12.
Yeah.
So that makes me wonder, so how long have you been writing? So, well, first of all, what did you start with, singing or playing guitar?
I started playing guitar when I was about 11 and then like taking vocal lessons a few months after that. And then, like, after I got kind of comfortable with doing that, and then I started writing about when I was 12, a little before that. So.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of things inspired you when you were first writing songs?
I think when I was first, like, writing songs, I think just growing up, too, and not really kind of, you know, just wanted to be understood in doing so. So I think just growing up had a lot of things, a lot of to do with it, and just kind of wanting to write down what I was feeling. So.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, just growing up and going through friendships and all of that kind of thing.
And have the things that you've written about changed in the past few years as you've been writing more?
I think so, you know, just, like, growing up and maturing, I think different content and different storylines have definitely come about with that. So.
Okay. So you recorded the album, and have you done, what have you done with that then? Have you...
We've
sold it at shows?
Yeah, they're at shows. We don't really sell them because we feel bad, but we just give them away for free because we figure that people are really nice about it, so they take them. And all the shows that I've been playing, I actually had the CD release party at Beaner's, so that was a lot of fun, and just been handing them out, and I don't know.
When did you start performing in public?
I started doing open mics at Beaner's, I think 2 years ago, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and then just kind of started, like, getting booked for shows, I would say about a year ago. So
what was it like when you first started doing that?
I was so nervous when I first started. I would go up there, and we were doing open mics. I would go up there, and I would sing my songs, and I would get off because I was just so nervous. I wouldn't look at anyone, wouldn't talk. I was so nervous. I didn't want to screw up, and just, like, get up there and leave because I was so nervous.
And has that gotten better as you've done it more?
Yeah, it's definitely gotten better. I take my time now. I like to go up there and talk and look at people now. And, you know, it's, I think with the encouragement that I've been getting, I think the confidence level has definitely gotten a little higher. So.
Well, that's great. And of all the things that you do, songwriting, performing, singing, playing guitar, which is there one that you feel particularly most drawn to or that you're most confident about?
Yeah, definitely. I think the songwriting part of it is something that I really enjoy doing. I love telling stories and kind of putting my mark on something. So I would say that the writing part of it is definitely my favorite to do other than everything else. So.
Okay. Well, let's hear another one of the songs. And if you want to tell us a little bit about it, maybe.
Yeah, this song is a song that I wrote after I had a dream. I woke up and I was like, I need to write this down. So, this song is called Someone to Run From. You say you read about me. The picture kind of cut you right. I don't know about you. You're bold to say the things you do. Here I thought it was all a game. Chase my heart and scream your name. Who are you standing there?
That is Maddie Cedar live from Studio A. And is that a new one as well?
Yeah, definitely new. Very excited. I was excited about it when I wrote it, but it's new.
What was exciting about it?
I think just because it was so different than anything that I had written before, and I didn't take a personal experience from it. It was something that kind of challenged me to write about.
Are there songwriters that you kind of like that you kind of use as examples?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's a lot of like Nashville writers that I really look up to. Steve Moeckler, Ben Rector, Andrew Rip, Luke Laird, just kind of people that have been writing songs that you hear on the radio a lot. I really look up to their writing styles and what songs they've been writing.
So. Okay, now I am not familiar with any of those names. So what songs have they written that I might, are there some that I might know?
Yeah, maybe Steve Moeckler, he wrote Riser, that new Dierks Bentley. Dierks Bentley just came out with a new album with the title track of Riser. Luke Laird has been writing, I think, most of the songs that you hear on the radio. Hillary Lindsay wrote that Jesus Take the Wheel, Carrie Underwood. And, yeah, just kind of...
So you listen to a lot of country music, it sounds like.
A lot of country music and a lot of, like, independent singer-songwriters. Mm-hmm. So.
I was going to say, that surprises me because what you're doing doesn't really sound strictly country. It sounds, you know, singer-songwriter. Okay. So that's just one inspiration that you take, but it's not necessarily a direct... channeling of it that you do.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. And that's very interesting to have somebody just rattle off those songwriters. Yeah, because usually it's like the people who actually do the songs that people know. So it's kind of cool that you're pay attention to those names and those people. Well, so what inspired you to do music in the first place? Is your family musical? You know, your mom's here today. She's obviously very supportive of your music career. If we can call it a career,
maybe,
I don't know.
Yeah.
So were other people in your family doing music?
Not really anyone is musical in my family, but I think I grew up listening to a lot of different music. We always had music playing in the house, so I think that kind of helped guide me towards music. I don't really know what started it. I think I just really thought that it would be like a good outlet for me. I'm not good at sports and I can't play sports, so... It was something different that no one else had really, that I knew really was doing, so I kind of wanted to try it out, and it just kind of stuck. So.
Well, that's great. Well, you know, I heard that you do have another one ready. Do you want to do one more?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's do one more.
All right, this is the song, I think, that's on the Beaner CD, actually. One of the first ones that I wrote, and I wrote when I was 12. It's called Nothing Left Unbroken.
Sits down at a table. They all stand up and walk away. That was a day that she promised herself to try her best to change. There was a note in her locker, written in pink sparkling marker. All of the things that they hate. Thank you.
That is Maddie Cedar, live from Studio A. Well, Maddie, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. I had a lot of fun.
Well, yeah. So, and this is your very first radio interview, right?
Like, live.
Live?
So, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm sure it won't be your last. Now, I just want to ask you one more thing. You talked about these people that are songwriters. So, do you think... but they aren't necessarily the performers, is that right?
Yeah.
So do you think about that as something that you might...
Yeah, I do, definitely. I think that that would be a lot of fun to do and a lot very, like, honoring to be able to be one of those people someday. So that's definitely something that I strive and have a goal for. So.
But do you enjoy the performance part,
yes,
too?
Yes, I do a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe you'll just do both.
I don't know, maybe.
Well, you have several years to think about it. You you go to school in Proctor?
Yeah, I'm a freshman.
So. Okay, so you got plenty of time to figure out all the what you're going to do with the rest of your life thing. Thank you so much, Maddie.
Thank you for having me.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Cameron Flackney. To check out upcoming guests or listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.